If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple in Las Vegas. Bill Bush out today. I am Jake Sorensen, joined with Terrell Farley, the Husker Hall of Famer, the co-host of Bach and the Blackshirt from 1 to 3 every week to hear on the Ticket. Farley, still alive and awake over there?
Yeah.
You woke up at 3 o'clock today, you said.
Well, I'm more excited about playing my video game in the next hour.
Is that right?
Yeah. I get time to myself today.
That's important, Farley. You need that.
Yeah, five straight hours of video games, Jake.
Maybe someday you try golf out instead of video games.
No, yeah. It's a waste of my time.
No, what if I took you out there, Farley? Gave you some tutorials.
I'll tell you I'm going to the bathroom and you'll never see me again.
That's right. I'll put a tracker on you, though. Put a tag on you.
I'll just leave my phone somewhere and let you just
I'd find you. I'd find you. 464-5685, call or text as always. By the way, Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Media Days kicks off here in a few hours, actually about 5 hours from now in Las Vegas. Our coverage out there is sponsored by Currency, Stevens & Smith Construction, Gary Michaels Clothiers, Warhorse Casino, Advanced Medical Imaging, and League One Volleyball Omaha. And two teams going today, Farley, are Illinois and Indiana. We mentioned earlier in the show that those teams have high expectations. Number 4 in the media poll is Illinois. Number 6 is Indiana. Now, you were never on a team, Farley, in terms of in college, that was an underdog. Nebraska was always a favorite when you played for them. They always had a target on their back. They were used to that.
Well, so Florida, we had a target on our back.
Yeah, I'm saying you always had a target on your back. Nebraska did because you were always contenders for the national title. Indiana and Illinois are not usual contenders for the national title. And they're not maybe this year, but they're certainly, seen as an upper level Big Ten team. So I'm curious, Farley, for teams like that not used to the target, how do you handle being the target in the league or a target in the league?
Keep winning. That's the formula for it. They're
usually overlooked teams that can upset you. Now this year, no one's overlooking Illinois or Indiana because of the expectations they have.
Well, you have to do it back to back, and that's the thing about Illinois is that they haven't been consistent about winning back to back years. The 1 year when they had the great defense, they think they was what 11-2.
Yeah, pretty good.
To come back next year, they were 6-6. So they have to maintain that excellent point, and they do it with recruiting and being believers of their program. Indiana, same way. Kurt Segnetti, you can only get better or you can be average. So I don't think they're going to be a bad team. I mean, he doesn't even recruit as well as like we do, but he brings in the right people for his program.
I'm trying to imagine, Farley, a world, which is possible. It's already happened with Indiana, but a world where Illinois and Indiana football reach the playoff before Nebraska does.
Yeah, it'd be weird. It'd be weird to see those two play in the Big Ten championship. Yeah.
Again, Indiana already made the playoff in the first year of Cignetti. Who would have ever thought in your lifetime you'd see Indiana in the playoff, let alone the first year of a head coach out there?
But it makes that program want it more now since they got a taste of it. I mean, you're talking about a team who hasn't did anything ever probably in football that did it before we did it. Now can they maintain it? They're probably going to try it again this year too. I mean, just they've been quiet all offseason. Like I said last time, a quiet team is a dangerous team, and they have the right coach in it who believes in his players and believes in his coaching ability. Yeah. So I look for them to try to be the same way this year.
Yeah, and they have a cupcake non-conference schedule, but again, they a tougher conference schedule than they did last year. Now, that we'll know about Indiana, as we've said in this show the last few weeks, that their first three conference games are rough. They have, you know, Iowa, I think, is in there. Illinois, they play early on in conference play. So they're going to have some challenging games this year.
Watch out for Iowa, though. I mean, if they have the offense that they paid for.
Mark Gronowski, the quarterback from South Dakota State, has got some good reviews so far.
Yeah, I mean, if Iowa has that potent offense like they say they do, if they can score 30 points a game, and then have a great defense, which is probably not going to be the case this year because they lost a lot of guys.
I wouldn't push back on Iowa's defense. They always find
a way. Yeah, they always find a way.
I mean, they lose first-round picks every year, and they just reload, and they're fine.
Yeah, but if they have a great offense, though, this year, just watch out for Iowa.
Yeah.
So it's a wait-and-see progress.
That's why they're seen as seventh in the conference for the media poll, ahead of Nebraska at 8 and USC at 9.
Yeah. Well, Lincoln Riley has his work cut out.
He does.
So,
but I think about, you know, this place, Farley. I mean, Nebraska, if Nebraska is approaching November and the playoffs are in reach, we have not witnessed that kind of season for Nebraska in a long time. Now, 2016, Nebraska was 7-0. That was pre-playoffs. There was playoffs at that point. They weren't going to make the playoffs. So, but there was some hype in late October, and then they had a bad end of that year, and they went 9-4. But in terms of this year, 12-team playoff, I keep saying that this Cincinnati game, people aren't talking about enough. Like, it's the first game of the season. If they lose that game, your mojo's gone for the whole year.
Oh, yeah. It's just
a... this is a gettable Big 12 team that comes in here, you know, trying to save their coach's job. He's 8-16 in his 2 years there at pretty bad record at Cincinnati. A team that, oh, by the way, made the playoff 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Or four years ago, whatever it was. With Luke Fickle, they made the playoff. So, you know, that game scares me because I think that so much can be lost for the season in game one. They can rebound. They can come back and win a bunch of games and prove that was a bad loss and go on a run. But the likelihood of that happening is low if they were to lose to Cincinnati in game one in Kansas City.
Yeah, if you lose that Cincinnati game, it's an early TKO. I mean, you probably can rebound from it, but that's going to hurt you in the long run. I mean, especially when you face a Michigan team that's going to be ready and pumped when they come in here. And then, just check the schedule out. UCLA, USC. I mean, those are going to be – then Iowa, then Penn State. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't see us – I don't understand. The Penn State game is going to be your hardest game.
That's mid-November.
Yeah.
It's a long ways away.
Yeah.
Like, Michigan is an opportunity. Michigan's going to have – if it's not Bryce Underwood, it's going to be Mikey Keene, who's a fine quarterback coming from Fresno. He's not great. He's fine. And if it's Bryce Underwood, that's his first conference game. That's his first conference game he's going to be playing. And so he's going to have nerves probably. I'm sure he's very talented. That's why he's a five-star quarterback coming into Michigan. But anyone's first ever conference game is tough, let alone it being on your first road game of the season.
Yeah, and Nebraska.
At Nebraska.
Yeah, crowd can get loud.
So, I mean,
return of Ernest Hausman.
Ernest Hausman.
That's my guy. I love
him. I think he's out there at Media Days, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I wish I was out there. I loved Ernest Hausman.
He was very good here.
I thought that we messed up on that one. Scott Frost dropped the ball on that one.
Yes. Well, he was here for a year.
Yeah.
He was good.
That kid had great. Shavers reminded me of Hausman a lot. And we got to keep shavers happy, to keep them, you know, just to make them feel happy. You got to, you know, tender to his needs sometimes. Not tender, but treat him right.
Yeah. Yeah, Hausman's a tough loss. I mean, people don't talk about that enough, how he was impactful his freshman year and then departed to Michigan.
I think we was just stuck on that senior mentality right there when they had those two other guys who was here. Reimer and what was the other kid's name?
Henrich or not?
Henrich, yeah.
Yeah.
Henrich and Reimer.
Yep.
So that you had some way you had to have a way to fit that kid in there.
From the text line, couple texts. Someone says Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois last year and bounced back to a national runner up last season. An early loss is not a death sentence. Well, I think the expectations were still high for Notre Dame. They knew they were a good team. That was a bad loss to NIU, but they knew they had a really good team. I don't need Nebraska in game one to have a loss that makes them question themselves, saying, are we actually going to be good? We've seen too many times in the past with Mike Riley and Scott Frost game one losses that really crippled the season. I mean, Mike Riley's first ever game was a loss to BYU at home. Hail Mary. Season, they made a bowl game, but there's a 6-7 football season.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
And Nebraska's lost to Northwestern on the road in Ireland. They've lost to Illinois. They've lost to Minnesota, you know, in Matt Rule's first year, that just starts off the year in a horrible way.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, if you're not playing an FCS team off the bat, you're playing a legitimate Power Four team, that you better be prepared for, you know, for a war out there. It could be a war out there. If people keep saying, oh, Nebraska be an 8.5-point favorite. Well, that means nothing. That means you should win the game. Now get off, you know, the schneid of these early losses in the season and go play football.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't win that game, that first game, is, you know, the media is going to eat it up. Same on Nebraska.
And they should.
They're going to eat it up. Same on Nebraska.
Here we go again.
Yep.
Nebraska can't get over. They can't beat themselves. They can't get past themselves here.
Is Matt the biggest one? Question: is Matt Rule the guy? You know,
you don't want that after the first game of the season.
Yeah, you don't. You make it easier for media guys to attack you. Well,
I also envision a scenario where what if Nebraska blows out Cincinnati and wins 31-7? Think about that. You know, that'd be a great defensive performance. It'd be a great offensive performance. Now we're thinking at that point, you can't get too far ahead of yourself. Say, here we go. This could be an elite season. I don't want that to happen either. I want them to continue to have to prove it every single week that we have not arrived by any fashion.
Yeah.
At all.
Still a work in progress. All, you know, yeah. But be strong about it though.
But this is a team that, again, it has so much ahead of them. Farley, they don't have a true road game until mid-October. Like, this is they're playing at Cincinnati. If we all know, that's a home, it's going to be about 90% more of Nebraska fans. They're probably 95% Nebraska fans. Then you have four straight home games with a bye week in there in late September. Michigan State, early October. Your first road game is October 12th or 11th, whatever it is, at Maryland. Like, everything is in play for this team this season to have a great year. And that's why it's so important that they beat Cincinnati to make that potentially great start possible. It has to happen.
Yeah, it has to. I mean, you got to take levels in football. And we got to start off at that level where you got to go out there and prove it every game. I mean, Michigan game is going to be not the breaking point, but it's going to define your season as it. That's when the real season starts. These first three games are tune-up games. When you play that Michigan game, now that's when we're going to see where we where we belong at in college football, with or without their coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just keep going from there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Farley.
Yeah, Jake.
I got you.
I'm not you're so used to Bill and Sip around here, you're just looking at me.
I'm looking at you, yeah. Rubber Duck from LinkedIn says, when does coverage start in Vegas? Yes, coverage again. We will have Austin and Nick on the drive after the show. It's 7 a.m. It's going to be 7 a.m. that time when that show begins the drive. But any sort of podium time in Vegas, it'll be 1 o'clock this time, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Tony Petitti will take the podium, the commissioner for the conference. Then after that, you'll have Illinois, Rutgers, Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, and Ohio State.
So they'll run about 8 o'clock tonight at the ticket, huh?
Yeah, we have a lot of coverage going on through the rest of the night. So hopefully before Petitti goes on, you have players stop by, maybe coaches stop by, and broadcasters stop by the booth and see the guys at Mandalay Bay. But it's going to be different. Farley, you know, this year at Media Days is not on the football field.
I know. I wish it was. What was it last year?
The football field.
Well, I thought it was going to be Lucas Oil. I thought it was going to be at the Las Vegas.
The stadium, yeah. No, that was never going to happen. They would not allow that to happen.
Why not?
Yeah. It's not quite as something they want to keep open to events as much as, you know, Lucas Oil was in Indianapolis. They're very hoity-toity about Allegiant Stadium in Vegas.
Because it's new, huh?
Because it's new. It's brand new. I mean, yeah. Lucas Oil is still pretty new, but it's not brand new like that one is, Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, you're
so,
right.
So 1 o'clock this time, we'll start having some audio from the podium out there in Vegas, and we'll have some different audio cut up throughout the day as well, and play some audio tomorrow. But they'll have a good job. They'll do a good job covering everything out there with Nick Sainert, Austin Norman, Jay Foreman, and DP out there in Las Vegas. From the text line regarding Cincinnati, someone says completely disagree with the Cincinnati game being a quote tune up game. I don't understand how you can say that. Farley. It's not a tune-up game. This is not, you're not playing Akron in KC. You're playing a legitimate Power 4 team in Cincinnati.
Well, it's the first game.
Cincinnati is going to have, they've got a first team all Big 12 tight end. They've got a couple other players that are going to be very solid for Cincinnati.
Nebraska should still beat them.
They should, but we've said that so many times that Nebraska should have beat Northwestern in Ireland. That team won one game that season, the first game. They lost 11 straight to close the year. One win, Nebraska in Ireland. Should have won that game.
Well, here's the thing for me, though. Nebraska's stronger than Iowa at so many positions. It should overpower them. I mean, like, you know, it may be first to first quarter. But then if we pound them like we should, this game should be wide open by the third, fourth quarter.
We don't know how good Nebraska's running game is. We don't know how good the receivers are going to be and mesh with Dylan Raiola off the bat. You got new receivers in Dane Key, Isaiah Hunter, brand new receiver. You do have Ja'Cory Barney that has rhythm with Raiola, but new tight end as well. I mean, today we'll find out. From Matt Rhule, what's the status of Mac Markway, tight end, and Carter Nelson? Do you have those guys for fall camp? Will they be able to practice before the season begins? Who knows? So there's a lot of things that still are unknown or unclear for Nebraska that it makes me uncomfortable saying, hey, they should just go out there and beat Cincinnati and roll them. I can't say that because it's been a problem in recent years, Farley.
Yeah, I mean, it has.
They beat themselves a lot.
You're right, but this is not the same team. I mean, I'm just saying, it's not the same team. You got what, probably two players. They only have like three returning players, starters, quarterback, tight end, and defense end.
Yep.
All right, so we should, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, Jake, but it's a Big 12 team. You should beat them.
Some good Big 12 teams, Farley.
Cincinnati's
Arizona State almost beat Texas last year in the play. I know, almost doesn't count, but they had a fourth down stop away from beating Texas, who ended up going to the semifinals last year, the playoff. From beating them. So I'm not knocking the Big 12. Derek says regarding Nebraska-Cincy, this is two closely matched teams. I don't see this as any way as a pushover game for Nebraska. I don't see that. This is a school, Farley, that has had way more success recently than Nebraska has. And we're not talking about the 90s here. We're talking about three or four years ago. Cincinnati was a playoff team in a four-team playoff. And they weren't embarrassed by Alabama. They lost by double digits, but they showed up in that game. Had nine drafted players that season, including Sauce Gardner, Desmond Ridder, several others. You know, and since he's had success, way more than Nebraska has the last 15, 20 years.
You're right, Jake. Just have to go out there and play the game.
It's true. Nebraska will likely be a 6.5-point favorite in that game against Cincinnati, but we shall see. Once again, coverage today from Vegas is sponsored by Currency, Stevens & Smith Construction, Gary Michaels Clothiers, Warhorse Casino, Advanced Medical Imaging, and League One Volleyball Omaha. Before we get to break, Tom says, who do you think is better, Cincinnati this year or Colorado last year? I'm going to Colorado last year. That was a team that won 9 games.
Yeah.
I don't think that since, you know, and Nebraska had their best game of the season against Colorado. They were up 28 zip at halftime. Defense was lights out. Offense played well enough to get the big lead. Of course, the pick six from Tommy Hill was huge in that game. But that was a true home crowd that day.
I almost went to Cincinnati. They recruited me heavily out of JUCO. Like, they was coming like every other week. They was coming.
How close were you to going there?
Close at first until the recruiting really opened up.
What was the problem, Farley?
Nebraska came.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
You don't turn down Tom Osborne.
You could have had some skyline chili in Cincinnati for four years.
You just don't turn down Tom Osborne when he call you. So, you know.
Understood. By the way, from the text line, someone says, why are you panicking already? Nebraska has not even played a game yet. Because it's what we do in Nebraska. We're so nervous about the season going wrong. When we want it to go right so badly that you start looking at both sides of the coin here. I could see Nebraska going to Arrowhead and beating Cincinnati by 14 points or so. I could also see them losing the game and having this panic attack over Labor Day weekend, which I don't want to have because it's happened too many times in the past. That's why there's panic. But I am optimistic more than I have been for a while about this upcoming season. I am. When we come back, update on a potential quarterback on the move in Division I football. Where is he headed? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.